Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. Week 4. The kingdom as the subduing of rebellion and as the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Tuesday. Related verses. Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Matthew 12, verse 28. But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Mark 3, verse 27. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man and thoroughly plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will thoroughly plunder his house. Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near." Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. John 3, verses 3 and 5. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Ephesians 2, verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Related reading. We may say that a kingdom is a sphere or a realm where a person accomplishes something. Sometimes we say that a certain person has his own kingdom. This means that he has a realm of sphere where he can work to reach his goal or fulfill his plan. Hence, a kingdom is a realm where a person does what he wants to do. According to the Old Testament, there is a realm called the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a sphere, a realm, for God to work out his eternal purpose and accomplish his goal. After creating the heavens, the earth, and billions of items, God created man. According to the book of Genesis, God created man for a twofold purpose. On the positive side, God created man in his image so that man may express him. On the negative side, God gave man his dominion over all created things. Dominion means authority in a particular realm or sphere. Dominion, therefore, is related to God's kingdom. God's image is for his expression, and God's dominion is for his kingdom. Not being able to fulfill his purpose through the first Adam and his descendants, God came through incarnation as the last Adam. As God incarnate, the Lord Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God, to establish a realm in which God can carry out his purpose through the exercise of his authority. This was the reason the Lord taught his disciples to pray for the coming of the kingdom. This was also the reason the Lord Jesus, in his preaching of the gospel, told people to repent for the kingdom of God. Those who repent because the kingdom of God has drawn near will be able to participate in the accomplishment of God's eternal purpose. Satan's kingdom is against God's kingdom, and Satan's house is against God's house. In Mark 3, verse 26, the Lord pointed out that if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he is not able to stand, but has come to an end. the goods, in verse 27, are sinners kept in Satan's house for his kingdom. The slave savior bound Satan, the strong man, and entered into his house to plunder his goods so that the sinners might be brought into the house of God for the kingdom of God. While the slave savior was doing the gospel service, he was binding the strong man, Satan. The gospel service is a warfare to destroy Satan and his kingdom of darkness. While preaching, the Lord was binding the strong man in order to destroy his kingdom by plundering his house. His preaching was a plundering. Satan has captured all sinners and has placed them into his house, which is a prison. Hence, all sinners have become Satan's captives. But the Lord Jesus, who has the power of the Spirit, has come to preach the gospel. He has come to plunder Satan's house and to release his captives. As he was preaching the gospel, the Lord was destroying the kingdom of Satan by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord would not do anything by his own power, strength, or energy. On the contrary, he did everything by the Holy Spirit. In particular, by the Holy Spirit, he preached the gospel in order to plunder Satan's house and destroy his kingdom. Matthew 12, verse 28 indicates that when the Lord Jesus was destroying Satan's kingdom by preaching the gospel, he was bringing in the kingdom of God. Where the Spirit of God is in power, there the kingdom of God is, and there the demons have no ground.